Last week, Morgan Stanley said that it thinks Indian debt markets can be part of the global bond indices by next year. So what this could mean for the Indian debt markets as well as for Indian debt investors? Hi, this is Jash Kriplani, and in today's Simply Save podcast, I'm joined by Lakshmi Iyer, Chief Investment Officer, Debt of Kotak Mutual Fund, to talk about this development in greater detail. Hi Lakshmi, welcome to Simply Save podcast. How are you?
All well, sir. How are things at your end?
Yeah, all well. So, Lakshmi, as you know, you must be aware that, you know, Morgan Stanley just came out with a report saying that India could, potentially get included in the global indices sometime next year. So, we wanted to speak with you and ask you what this could mean for Indian debt markets as well as for debt mutual fund investors.
It's certainly, the most talked about event in the country, I must say. And as and when this culminates, it will have, very positive implications, I would say, from a market standpoint, B, sentiment standpoint, and three, most importantly, also from a bond investor standpoint. So I think it's a confluence of all the three which will play, quite well and in favor of the investors. But of course, timelines are critical, but certainly it is a sentiment changer.
Okay, sure. And as inflows from foreign investors could potentially improve following, this inclusion, could this, possibly lead to more stable yields for gilt funds, basically more stable yields for government securities, which therefore can, maybe create a more stable yield profile for the gilt funds. Any thoughts on this?
Stable, not necessary, because it will be a function of how the inflows and outflows would pan out. But at least from an initial trajectory standpoint, the view that one can take is initially it will lead to more inflows, because even those foreign investors who are, say, benchmark huggers, they need not necessarily be overweight or underweight a particular geography. Even they would possibly rush to allocate to the Indian bonds. By virtue of being wanting to be part of the benchmark. So yes, it's an initial positive. Stability is slightly long drawn, but certainly, as I said, it can possibly put a downward momentum for the bond yields. But as I said, there is still some time. It's not going to be an immediate occurrence. And overall, it bodes well from a market standpoint.
And also, I wanted to, get some thoughts from you on what this could mean for the overall economy. It's a big development, right? Could this also have a spillover impact on interest rates and, also your thoughts on, like I said, on overall economy? Yeah.
It can, definitely. I think it's the overall economic good in mind. So for starters, if you are talking about anywhere, we don't know what is the percentage of inclusion, etc., but approximately, say, $15 to $20 billion worth of annual flows into Indian bond markets, it can help in the overall reduction of the central government's fisc. It improves the currency outlook. It can therefore have an impact, a positive impact, on the CAD or the current account deficit. All of that it tends to get into a virtuous cycle, as I call it. So therefore, it is, and no doubt about it, it has pulled down the overall average cost of borrowing for government. And subsequently, if it lowers down the cost of borrowing for government, you can logically extrapolate that to rest of corporate India as well. And then therefore, adds to the overall economic growth. So I think therefore, the virtuous cycle is something which can kickstart once this is actually culminated.
Right. And also, I wanted, your thoughts on what this could mean for the mutual fund industry. Of course, we could see, like you also pointed out, potentially the liquidity levels could go significantly up in debt markets. Could this then, maybe lead or allow mutual fund industry to also come up with more products in the credit space? Maybe this liquidity could percolate down the rating curve, right? So any thoughts on this, on possible product options that this could also, create?
My take is that it already, the mutual fund industry already have, a plethora of fixed income strategies which can be positioned even to the foreign institutional investors. Today, if you see the utilized bond limits and mutual fund limits also come under or part of that only, Whether you talk about government bonds, it's just about 35-odd%. If you talk about corporate bonds, it's just about 20-odd%. If you flip this to state loans, the foreign ownership to the total available is just about 1-1.5%. So I think there can be a very strong case to channelize flows, foreign flows into mutual fund strategies as well, whether it's gilt-oriented, corporate bond-oriented, any of these strategies. You don't really need to curate new strategies. There is a strong case that existing strategies itself could start seeing a pull factor.
Sure. Lakshmi, I also, thought for the benefit of our listeners, if, you can also talk about the inclusion of Indian debt markets and global indices, why it has taken a while. I mean, what changes probably now the government needs to do or probably has done that now, possibly is that possibility of this inclusion is now, more likely.
If you look at Indian equities, inflows, outflows were never a challenge. It was open and there were no restrictions. If you flip that to fixed income, the key thing which obviously the government and clearly the regulator, a central banker, is worried about is about the stability on the currency front. The rupee is not fully convertible and therefore, a huge whipsawing of inflows, outflows could have potential ramifications on the currency, and therefore it could have had a potential to destabilize. Today where we stand, we're quite comfortable as far as the foreign exchange reserves are concerned. A significant, U-turn for the positive from where we were in 2013, precariously perched where we are today. And therefore, there is a thought, and if you look at the fiscal deficit, if you look at the current account deficit, all the metrics have actually edged lower. Of course, I don't want to take the pandemic year, which was an exception year. So I think these have probably nudged the authorities to take a positive stance, given that we still have high absolute yields. And compared to the Western world and compared to even countries like Japan, for example, our real rates are also relatively better. So I think all of this, if you, put it into one jar, there is a very strong case for, attracting these flows on a, as I said, on a slightly ongoing basis. And probably that is what could have triggered the rethink.
Sure, Lakshmi, thanks a lot for your time today and joining us today and also, giving such detailed insights on the various aspects of this development. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Josh.
That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in and keep listening to Simply Safe. For any feedback, do write into us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news and views, log on to moneycontrol.com.